St. Paul is writing this letter to Timothy in the first century of the Christian church. And that first century was largely a time of persecution. The Jews and the Romans had conspired to kill Jesus. And the followers of Jesus were frequently persecuted themselves. And yet Jesus had told his followers to love even their enemies and to pray even for those who were persecuting them. In this reading from St. Paul's letter to Timothy, he instructs the people to pray for everyone. He says that God wills the salvation of all and desires that all should come to a knowledge of the truth. And he tells us to love and to pray even for the emperor, and particularly for the emperor. And the Roman emperor was in charge of an empire that was persecuting the church. It was persecuting Christians. There were many Christians in the first centuries who were killed by officers of the Roman Empire for being Christians. And St. Paul says our response to that is to love them and is to pray for them. God wills the salvation of all, and that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. And so we pray even for our enemies, and we love even those who are persecuting us. As Christians, we are to imitate the universal love of God. The love of God that embraces sinners, the love of God that embraces enemies. And I think we're living in a time when this instruction is salutary for us, because our society seems to be very polarized. And perhaps we're not doing a very good job as a society of loving our enemies, of loving those who are our opponents, of those who disagree with us, those who do things that we regard as wrong and harmful. But St. Paul tells us to pray for the emperor. Pray for even those who are persecuting us, even those who are opposed to us and against us. And he echoes what Jesus said. Jesus, out of love, forgave those who were crucifying him. And so we pray for even our enemies, even those who we disagree with, even those who seem to us to be in the wrong and to be doing wrong. And so we should be praying for President Trump. We should be praying for Barack Obama. We should be praying for people of our opposite political persuasion. We should be praying for people who are promoting abortion and people who are promoting transgendered rights, and whether we agree with those things or not, whether whatever, however we regard the people in government, however we regard other people in our society, and we of course can make judgments. We can make judgments that one thing is right and another thing is wrong, and that this policy is better and this policy is worse. And people may even have bad motives. Maybe someone is trying to hurt someone else. Certainly the Romans in the time of St. Paul were often intentionally hurting Christians. Certainly the Romans at the time of Jesus were abusing their authority over the Jews of his time. And yet his response to them is love, is to love our enemies, is to pray for those who persecute us. God wills the salvation of all. God loves everyone. God loves Donald Trump. God loves Barack Obama. God loves liberals and conservatives and Democrats and Republicans. And as Christians, we are called to imitate the love of God that is manifest to us in Jesus Christ. And so it's okay to disagree. It's good to advocate for what is right and to speak out against what is wrong. But when that turns into hatred, when that turns into resentment, when that turns into bitterness, then we have lost our way and we have lost our faith. And so we pray for a renewal of love, a renewal of the grace by which we can love as God loves. So we pray that in this Eucharist, as we celebrate the self-giving, self-sacrificing love of Jesus Christ, for you and for me and for everyone, whether we like them or not, whether we agree with them or not. Let us pray that we might imitate that love, that we might give ourselves and do good for and pray for and love even our enemies and those who persecute us. God is love, and that love is shown to us in the person of Jesus Christ, who died for us. By the grace of this Eucharist, may we share in that love.